New York Times describes fetal heartbeat as embryonic pulsing. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2019. The New York Times described an unborn child's detectable heartbeat as embryonic pulsing in its article this week detailing the bold pro-life movement sweeping the states. Several states have passed versions of heartbeat bills, which essentially prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected. This typically occurs 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. Louisiana is the latest state to take action. Governor John Bel Edwards, the state's pro-life Democrat governor, expressed his support for the bill and signed it into law Thursday. In 2015, I ran for governor as a pro-life candidate after serving as a pro-life legislator for 8 years, Edwards said in a statement released Wednesday. As governor, I have been true to my word and my beliefs on this issue. I know there are many who feel just as strongly as I do on abortion and disagree with me, and I respect their opinions, he continued. As I prepare to sign this bill, I call on the overwhelming bipartisan majority of legislators who voted for it to join me in continuing to build a better Louisiana that cares for the least among us and provides more opportunity for everyone. My statement on the passage of SB 184 following final passage by the Louisiana legislature. Hashtag Lalich hashtag LagovPic.twitter.com/Xadramuatk. John Bel Edwards, at Louisiana Gov, May 29, 2019. The New York Times, NYT, opted to use phrases that appear to dehumanize the unborn, referring to an unborn child's heartbeat as embryonic pulsing. A state House vote on Wednesday moved the abortion measure to the governor's desk, after lawmakers rejected a series of amendments including an exception for cases of rape or incest. The measure would require an ultrasound test for any woman seeking to terminate a pregnancy, and forbid abortion if the test detects embryonic pulsing, which can occur before many women know they are pregnant. Abortions would be permitted only to save a woman's life or to prevent a serious risk to her health. As Life News further noted, rather than say the word heartbeat, the New York Times used the words the pulsing of what becomes the fetus's heart. It also described the legislation as a so-called fetal heartbeat bill, as if it is questionable whether the unborn baby actually has a heart or a heartbeat. NEAT is not the only outlet that has struggled in this particular area. Recently, ABC correspondent Steve Osunsami described supporters of Louisiana's pro-life law as those who believe that a fetal heartbeat can be detected. An unborn child's detectable heartbeat is not a matter of opinion, which makes his assertion questionable.